The Minister for the Interior, Kwesi Abua, has called for concrete and feasible agreements at the bilateral, multilateral and regional levels to fight the increasing drug menace. He said though Ghana has demonstrated its political commitment to reduce the canker to the minimum, the collaboration of the international community is required to adopt action plans if the war against the drug trade is to be won. Mr. Abua was speaking at the opening of the 22nd meeting of heads of national drug law enforcement agencies in Accra. Yahya Kwamua and Yvonne Atiligu have filed this report.
Mr. Abua said a comprehensive perspective of shared responsibility and commitment could be fostered aimed at implementing concrete actions designed as elements of a multidisciplinary strategy in tackling illicit drug control. He stressed the need for Africa and the world at large not to relent on their efforts to fight against illicit drug trafficking despite the numerous challenges.
The difficulties posed by organized crime groups involved in drug trafficking should be tackled head-on with a view to reducing drug demand and supply. These efforts alone may not be the panacea in dealing with the powerful flows of international drug trafficking to even offset its impact, thus requiring the identification at multinational level appropriate measures that allow establishing effective and reliable mechanisms in addressing this problem.
He said interrupting the drug trafficking flow will undoubtedly lead to an improved global safety and welfare, reduce the availability of illicit drugs, and set the foundation for sustainable development. The executive director of NACOP, Akwesi Sapong, said the meeting will help stakeholders to revise their notes and strategize on the way forward in combating the drug menace. Mr. Sapon explained measures that should be taken to curb the increase in drug trade.
In order to verify the actual effectiveness of any approach, it is vital and crucial to conduct periodic evaluations to assess the impact of all strategies. Stakeholders must appreciate that goals must be achieved as against formal bureaucratic exercise. Law enforcement agents do not have the pleasure and luxury of the bureaucracy of government. This calls for inter-institutional cooperation within each country, the sub-region, and the African region as a whole.
The 22nd Honlia Conference seeks, among other things, to present a platform for dialogue and to agree on measures and indicators that could enable African countries to achieve significant progress in countering the drug problem in Africa and the world.
Yahya Kwamua and Yvonne Atiligu filed that report.